And we're going now to Davos, where the annual meeting of the World Economic Forum is hosting some of the planet's most powerful and wealthy people. The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is there this morning, as is Finance Minister Michael McGrath. Well, within the past few minutes, the minister has announced proposed changes to the tax warehouse scheme. That's the scheme which allowed businesses to defer the payment of some taxes that fell due during the COVID lockdowns. However, the deadline for the repayment of that money is now less than 4 months away. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, is on the line. Tony, what's the minister been saying?
Good morning, Rachel. Well, he's just been speaking in the past few moments about the tax debt warehousing scheme and flexibilities that are going to be introduced to that following conversations with the revenue commissioners. Now, he's in Davos to meet a range of companies and other political figures. He's going to be taking part in a panel on the future of the European Green Deal. But here's what he had to say when I spoke to him a few moments ago about these new flexibilities that will be applied to the tax debt warehousing scheme.
Yeah, currently there's about 1.75 billion euro owed by around 57,000 businesses under the tax warehousing regime. That is down from well over 3 billion owed by 110,000 businesses. So a lot of progress has been made, but we are really anxious to ensure that viable businesses are supported and the revenue commissioners are anxious to ensure that these businesses remain in operation. So we are going to make some changes to the tax warehousing regime with a view to being as flexible as we possibly can. So I've been engaging with the revenue commissioners and a proposal is currently being developed, which we hope to finalise very shortly to introduce further flexibility in relation to the specific terms associated with the tax warehousing regime. It is important to emphasise that businesses must engage with the revenue commissioners. It is important that they would put in place a repayment arrangement. The revenue will be flexible. It can be over an extended period of time and on attractive terms, and they must keep the existing tax liabilities up to date and file returns. But the warehouse tax will be treated separately and we will seek to introduce enhanced flexibilities to make sure that these businesses can remain in operation.
Any idea what these flexibilities might look like at this stage?
So we're working with the revenue commissioners on a number of specific aspects to the tax warehousing regime, which has worked well to date, but we recognise that for some businesses entering into an onerous repayment arrangement in the short term is going to be challenging. Many businesses owe quite a modest amount of money in terms of warehouse tax, so actually it is about 5,000 of the 57,000 businesses that owe the vast bulk of the money, about 1.5 billion of the 1.75 billion, and they typically owe more than 50,000 euro. So those are the businesses that we're most concerned about, and that I want to make sure that they are supported, provided they engage in a genuine and an open way with the revenue commissioners, and the revenue commissioners will be flexible. And we are looking at issues such as the duration of repayment arrangements, the interest rate that would apply, and of course the date by which such arrangements must have been entered into. But we'll finalise that, I would expect, in the next week or two.
Michael McGrath speaking this morning in Davos. Tony Connolly is still on the line. Tony, the deadline for these repayments was the 1st of May. Is there a new deadline?
I mean, I think that is possibly one of the flexibilities that the government is looking at. Michael McGrath, as you could hear there, he wasn't specific on exactly what those flexibilities are going to be, but obviously the deadline is the 1st of May. That's the point at which companies have to have entered an agreement with the authorities on repaying tax and other liabilities. So that deadline could possibly be shifted, that the interest rate around which the tax that's warehoused is going to have applied, that could change. But I think the clearly flexibilities are on their way, and we'll have to wait and see what those concrete measures are when they're finally announced by the government.
What's on the official agenda in Davos today?
Well, Rachel, I mean, this is a fairly kaleidoscopic event with so many people talking from so many different backgrounds. Just to clarify, the Taoiseach is arriving actually this evening, and he's going to be attending a dinner hosted by IDEA Ireland. There are going to be some 90 people invited to that dinner. These are essentially CEOs of multinational companies that have a stake, an investment stake in Ireland, or who are perhaps interested in investing in Ireland. Christine Lagarde, the president of the ECB, has just been talking to a Bloomberg meeting this morning. She was asked about interest rates, and she said that barring any shock this year, she was of the view that interest rates would have peaked this year. She wouldn't be specific on an interest rate cut, which is what everybody's hoping for and expecting, but she certainly hinted that barring any other major shock, then interest rates will have had their peak and should start to go down this year.
Tony, thanks indeed for that. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, there.